Meteorology report. I'm Joey Only here. Well, again, if you've been watching us on the Caribbean Weather Dude YouTube channel or hearing us on Spotify or, sorry, all of your podcasting platforms, Apple and places like that, you can find the podcast now on there. Of course, hearing us on radio stations in Prince George and Winnipeg and Kamloops, thank you. And to Rogers Television, thank you here in British Columbia. That is the show, I think, this week, Frankie.
That's the show.
Unless anyone's got something better to say, that's the show, I think.
That's the show.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not.
It's Thursday, January 16th at the time of recording. I'm Joey Only, the Caribbean Weather Dude. Welcome to the show, the Meteorological Report. Comedy plus meteorology equals meteorology. It's your show about how much the weather sucks everywhere. Tonight's a very special episode because we got meteorologist Chris Calais down there. He's standing just outside Bourbon Street in New Orleans. He's been down at the American Meteorological Society annual general meeting. It's the 105th time they've met, and everybody is very eager to hear his reports. We've also got meteorologist Mark Engels with us, not with us, but he sent us a bunch of videos today that we're also going to be watching that are from the American Meteorological Society. People he's interviewed and whatnot. Of course, we got Frankie McDonald and the whole cast and crew. We'll have Brandon Houck as per usual. We got Chris Calais, like I just said. Hilding is here. We got
And what about Imogen Bailey?
I don't know where she is. Haven't heard from her in a little while, except for just some very brief business talk last week about the show. Hopefully, we see Imogen sooner than later this season. And what else we got there? We got Justin from Weather Center in Manitoba. So we will roll with you in just 1 second, Frankie. We are on CFUR 88.7 FM, CKUW 95.9 FM, CFBX 92.5 FM, and Rogers Television across British Columbia. Just to show you what's coming up tonight, Frankie, here is Mark at the American Meteorological Society annual meeting, buddy.
I just got the fat check for pushing that.
My name, Mark Engels.
Pushing that agenda. It says here, HARP, climate change, whatever, in my banking.
Hello, everyone. Mark Engels here at AMS in New Orleans. The weather is very Vancouver-like, which I love, but it sucks because we have an outdoor pool in our hotel. I am here with rare contributor who should be on the Meteorological Report more often, Chris Calais.
Hey.
Chris, why are you never on the show?
Four kids and working shift. Now, but now that I'm off shift, I should have time to be on more often.
Chris thinks he has a life. He does not. Anyway, I'm not gonna be live this week, but we will have some interviews for you from other meteorologists here at the convention. So stay tuned for that. Have a good week, everyone.
Hello. Hey. Okay, my name is Shaquille Baxter. I am from Portland, Oregon, but I am a Houston Texan, and I am a meteorologist. I should take this gum out of my mouth. All right, now we're getting serious. Let's do it.
Okay, Houston, Texas, and what is the weather that you miss the most from Houston now that you live in Portland?
From Houston, I miss the flooding rain. We get rain in Portland, but it's, you know, it's way more exciting when you know cars can just take off down the street and, you know, end up.
So after working in energy, you want to transition to the insurance industry, right?
That sounds like a great idea.
All right. Thank you, Shaq.
Yes, sir.
I'm Michael Beastow. I'm the coastal director at Mercury Tech. And I'm excited to be here at the AMS conference in New Orleans. And I'm from Hampton, Virginia.
And what are you most excited about working with Coastal Resilience?
Oh, I'm really getting excited about working with our faculty and helping them to be able to make connections to be able to solve the big coastal problems that we have in Virginia and on the East Coast of the United States. So I'm excited to be able to coordinate with NOAA and the NOAA grant, where we're going to work with Maryland and Delaware and Virginia to engage with an extension team in each of those states and with CBRIA. And I'm excited to help train extension agents to be able to talk about coastal resilience and coastal problems with agricultural communities and farmers.
More from Chris Calais and Mark Engels later on the show. But first, Frankie McDonald.
Frankie!
Can you yodel for us?
Frankie!
How you doing so far, bud?
I'm doing great so far.
Who's got the worst weather in the world, dude?
Somewhere in somewhere in the planet Earth. And did you hear about this? They had a lot of blizzard conditions in Winnipeg on Friday.
I did hear that. We got Justin to talk about that tonight, Frankie. What else? What do you got for Sydney, Nova Scotia, Frankie?
Cold outside Sydney, Nova Scotia right now. It's going to be, next week's going to be really, really, really cold temperatures on Monday and Tuesday all across the entire eastern North America. California's getting more Santa Ana winds this week coming. Then it's going to bring lots of rain on Sunday in Nova Scotia and all across Quebec and all. It's going to bring lots of snow on Monday in New Brunswick before the weather turns brutally cold all across New Brunswick, Canada. In Quebec, where Base Guy lives, it's going to get extreme cold. Where Trey Campbell lives in Austin, Texas, this Sunday and Monday coming up. Then it gets, it's going to warm up again where Trey lives as well. Then it got lots of snow hitting for Houston, Texas possible this week. It's going to bring extremely cold temperatures in central United States. It's going to bring extremely cold temperatures in northwestern Ontario this Sunday and Monday as well. Including Winnipeg, Manitoba, after a blizzard, it's going to bring bitterly cold in Winnipeg and Churchill, Manitoba, Joe Stover lives. It's going to bring cold weather. And California's getting more Santa Ana winds. It's causing a lot of fires in Los Angeles right now. And up around Nunavut, it's extremely cold right now. Next Thursday, first sunrise up Bear, Alaska.
What else you got, Frankie?
In Central America, lots of rain and thunderstorms going on in Panama right now. It's drier and a little bit of showers in Mexico, Guatemala, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Honduras. Lots of rain and thunderstorms going on in Colombia, down South America right now. And Venezuela is drier right now. Down Venezuela, a lot of rain and thunderstorms in Amazon rainforest right now in Brazil, including Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, Brazil. And in parts of Ecuador, lots of rain in parts of Bolivia, parts of Peru. A lot of rain and thunderstorms are forecast. Northern Chile is really dry in northern Chile. Lots of rain going on in southern Chile right now. And in Argentina, then it got warm air, cold air fighting each other in Falkland Islands. Then the southern tip of Argentina, they're getting warm air, cold air fighting each other. And Buenos Aires, Argentina is. Buenos Aires, Argentina is. There's some lots of warm weather there right now. It's really hot there right now. It's southern hemisphere summer. Over in New York right now. It's really warm in England right now. And they got some odd cold weather in Algeria, parts of Libya, where it rained in the forecast and got pockets of cold air in parts of Morocco as well. It's really cold nearly right now because the odd weather pattern is going on in New York right now. It's a blocking pattern. Got warm air in England, Norway, Finland, Sweden right now. It's really cold in Croatia, Bosnia, and all those places right now, including Greece and Albania and Turkey. Then it's going to warm up after that. Then it gets some cold air in Germany next week, including Poland, lots of snow in the forecast in Helsinki, Finland, and really cold air in Sweden and Norway next week as well, middle of next week as well. Moscow, Russia, is a, and Belarus, is lots of cold weather in Belarus right now. Then it got some cold air heading for Moscow, Russia as well. All across Western Pacific, there's lots of cold air in Sapporo, Japan, Tokyo, Japan, Seoul, Korea, Pyongyang, North Korea, Vladivostok, Russia, northeastern China, Mongolia is extremely cold, so Siberia right now. Hong Kong had fires too, and Taiwan and all those places is showers and thunderstorms right now. And lots of rain and thunderstorms going on in Indonesia right now, Malaysia, Singapore, parts of Philippines as well. It's really dry in it's a chance of showers in Vietnam and Laos right now. It's really dry in Thailand and Cambodia right now. And Papua New Guinea is a lot of rain right now. In the southern hemisphere, rainy season, Bangladesh and India and all those places is really dry right now. In Myanmar, in Sri Lanka, it's getting lots of rain and thunderstorms in Sri Lanka right now. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, it's really dry right now. Over in Middle East, the weather for Middle East is really dry. Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Oman, Qatar, and all those places, it's really dry in Egypt right now. And a little bit of rain in forecast in Ghana and Nigeria right now. This is their dry season. In Sahara Desert, it's really dry right now. Lots of rain thunderstorms going on in Mozambique right now, Botswana, and Zimbabwe, Zambia, and all those places right now in Angola, and Madagascar, Africa, La Réunion, and the Mauritius Islands. The tropical cyclones will be kicking up to high gear in February to March in those places. in Australia will be getting the, in New Zealand will be getting the peak of the cyclone season in March. And the weather in Australia right now, lots of rain, thunderstorms going on in northwestern Australia. There's a cyclone developing off of northwest coast of Australia. It's going to bring powerful winds there, and it's going to miss Perth, Australia. But it's going to be extremely hot in Perth, Australia. They had hail and severe weather in Queensland, coast of Australia, and things like this. It's really hot and dry right now in central Australia. In part, and up around Sydney, Australia, it's really hot and humid in Sydney, Australia, as of right now after thunderstorms. And weather down New Zealand right now is lots of warm weather in New Zealand right now. In Auckland, New Zealand, is getting showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. It's going to get heavy rain next week in Auckland, New Zealand. Gisborne, New Zealand. New Plymouth, New Zealand. Hamilton, New Zealand. And it's going to miss well in Napier, Hawke's Bay, New Zealand, with a little bit of showers in the forecast. Wellington, New Zealand, is getting a little bit of showers with Greymouth, New Zealand. Christchurch and Eden for Cargill and down to New Zealand, all those places. Antarctica is still 24-hour daylight. Up in the Arctic is still 24-hour darkness. The first sunrise up above the Arctic Circle will be January 23rd.
Frankie with the great World Weather Report once again on the panel tonight. Of course, we got Chris Kalea, as you can see, who's been there. He's our featured guest of the night. Also on the panel is Justin Ortel from the Weather Center in Manitoba. We got Hilding Donaldson in Grassy Plains, BC. We got Hank Vlistra in Wilkie, Saskatchewan, and Brandon Houck in Brooks, Alberta. Anyone got a question for Frankie, the man?
Are we going to get snow in Portland this winter?
Because yes, we'll get snow in Portland this winter as well.
It's not very wintry over there right now.
What about New Orleans, Frankie?
New Orleans is supposed to get this winter-like weather there, too.
Next week. Should they buy their collard greens? Should they get their okra ready?
Yes.
I don't think they eat too much kale down here. It's more like the collard greens and okra.
You know, I started seeing that in the weather models like a couple days ago, a week ago. I don't even know. And I was like looking long term. I was like, well, that cold spills down. And if that Gulf moisture goes up, well, what's that going to do? And it's, you know, and it hasn't changed much, the modeling, you know, in 8 or 10 days, I don't think really. Right. So, Chris, how is New Orleans?
New Orleans is great. It's just like party every night, man. You know, it's like I've been down here 4 nights in a row now. You know, every evening, and you know, I don't stay up super late, but you know, until like 11 or so, 10 or 11, and it's been just been one big party. Like, just imagine like live music after live music, you know, and you know, all these bars are all open. They're trying to wave me inside, you know, like they want me there, you know. You know, I don't drink, but like the environment is still a lot of fun.
we've just heard Andrew Staniland's Meditations and Reddened by Hammer. Next up, we'll hear an orchestral piece by the same composer, performed by Canada's National Arts Centre Orchestra. Here is the first movement, entitled Rex, from Staniland's Phi Calestis.
Thank you.
You're listening to Groundswell Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Next up, we'll hear a piece for solo cello by Andrew Staniland called Still Turning. Here it is performed by Frances Marie Wheaty.
Thank you.
We've just heard Still Turning by Andrew Staniland, played by Frances Marie Wheatie. To finish off our look at the music of Andrew Staniland, let's go back to his album of electronic remixes, Reddened by Hammer. Here are two more tracks from that album, Aurora Borealis and All the Gray Areas Are From God.
Thank you. without a roof. Good God and gorgeous. Open on the operating table, so impeccably pink pearl you could drape me on a hotel heiress make a mint. It is a costly transformation, girl to goddess, curve to cosmic pinup, star strong in my homemade aristocracy. The ring, I mean. The one he gave me days before I lifted like some unfeeling winged thing on a plane that didn't crash. What's worse, I'm well, not huffy, hidden from the day, not having ended anyone, unsympathetic in the most exquisite way. Nude, open on a billboard in the Amazon, as pythons crawl inside to please, he disapproves. The carefree sovereignty of solitude, almost anorexic silhouette. They say it's tactless to be happy. Living is an exercise in letting go. Existence, as a river runs its course regardless of our ripples, but they're wrong. I'm running with it wrapped around me, a translucent minnow print kimono, full of flow, and following a pathless cut through woods. There's freedom in what no one knows.
That brings us to the end of our show. I hope you enjoyed our brief look at the music of Andrew Staniland. Until next week, thanks for listening to Groundswell Radio. I hope to see you at the next Groundswell concert. Visit gswell.ca for details.